Hey, what it do on deck? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Episode 242 of the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast is here. We are doing a preview of quarter number two of 2018. Okay, we got Big Boy album announcements, tours, festivals, and we're gonna do a quick prediction for the XXL freshman class, okay? But first things first, have you got your ticket to our live show? What are you waiting on, man? Go check all of our bios, go check all of our profiles on social media, click the link, get you a ticket. If you're in the Nashville area, May 5th, it's a live mashup. You know how we get down, Full Sport Press, Fresh for Dummies, and On Deck under one roof. You're not going to want to miss it, all right? As always, this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do us a favor. Go to realvillemedia.com. Check out all the podcasts that I just named.
Yes, sir, all the podcasts. That's FSP, Full Sport Press Podcast with J-Hove, Howeezy, and Big Jeff. They just broke down the playoffs for you. Also on Realville Media, we got the Fresh for Dummies pod. They just broke down the 10 freshest celebrities. Y'all go check that out. And the Ladies Room Podcast. Check out all of those on realvillemedia.com.
Hey, what to do with the business is?
It's another week in the books with the On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how is your boy Animal Brown, a.k.a. the Husky Vegan, a.k.a. DJ Salad?
Got the AKAs back. Tough. Found the DJ Salad in the mix. See another one. See the salad in the mix?
Nah. I killed it. You blew it.
Nah, I shook it. With that being said, man, this is the On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou, like I said, if you're looking for me.
Man, follow me, Animal _ Brown, Instagram, Twitter, and Snap. Chiz at, what you have on deck for the weekend?
You know what I do? Nothing. Chillaxing. Super found a new watched. Game. Have you ever played Live HQ?
No, I've heard about it. Somebody tried to put me on.
Yeah, I put you on.
Nah, somebody You're welcome. Put me on about 2 months ago.
Really? They was on it 2 months ago?
Yep.
If y'all ain't heard of Live HQ, download the app. Use my code so I can get a free lifeline.
Wow.
And you got to answer these 12 questions in 10 seconds. And if you get the questions right all the way to the end, you win some money from it.
Oh, that's easy. It's I can cool get some free thing. Money then.
Yeah, they got some little shook questions though. Like I got out on what was when I got out?
Question
it was
three.
Like, it was like no, it was like six. What sign language for come here or some shit like that?
Nah, I got
it's
that.
The thing you use your chin for. You don't even know that.
I got
it's
that.
Impossible.
I knew the alphabet in sign language though.
That's impressive. Not. also, man, have you ever seen Naked and Afraid?
Negativo. What the fuck is that?
You got to watch that on the Discovery Channel.
First of all,
two people.
The Discovery Channel?
Tough. They took two random people, dropped them off in the middle of nowhere.
Air quotes over random.
Yeah, air quotes. Butt naked. Middle of the jungle. And you're supposed to like tough it out with the other person. Y'all work as a team to get out of there. Or you can opt out and just go home and leave a person out there.
What's the purpose? You get some money at the end or
at
something?
At the end, yeah. If you survive it, you get some like little money or something. You got to split it if the other person stays. But if they leave, then I guess you get it by yourself. But it's hard as fuck to stay out there by yourself.
Cameraman going to come on with some clothes.
Something. It's funny, too. Like, the producers be coming in when they can't make it and everything. They don't be wanting to give up. Be stranded for that money, dude. Y'all check that out.
Should sound like Survivor, just with a twist.
With two people, yeah. It's like,
that shit crazy.
What you have up for the weekend?
Man, I started a new show. Started Barry on HBO. Shit is hella funny.
Yeah, I like the comedian that's in that. Nader.
Bill Nader.
Bill Nader.
It's
yeah.
cool. A 30-minute easy layup watch.
Yeah, I could check him out.
Y'all check that out. That shit pretty funny. Dry humor, white people shit, but it's funny though.
Yeah, he is pretty funny.
Other than that, I ain't do a goddamn thing. Slow motion Billy Ocean. Still ain't got that baseball. I might get it this week though.
You need a MLB. Shout out my Celtics. I'm 1-0.
Oh my God.
Go up 2-0. All the sweep. All the naysayers out there, we here.
Forgot yeah. about the playoffs. Watch the playoffs.
Best coach too. In the league. You forgot about him because the Pistons are forgotten about. We here every year for the next 10 years.
Next year, we'll be back.
No matter, we winning it next year.
Big boy episode, man. Quarter two is here. It would a blast, too.
Yeah,
shit.
Man, good mood, man.
Yeah. Good albums about to drop. Good festivals you can hit. We also going to do a couple of projections. It's going to be a good look, man. Quarter two heating up. It was quiet quarter one, let's be honest.
Yeah, when coming into the quarter, like especially the beginning of the year, December, January, you thought like, oh, man, it's going to be a
quiet.
Slow year. Nope.
It done heated up, man. But before we get to that, let's talk Kendrick, man. Your man, Kendrick Lamar, K. Kung Fu Kenny.
You break another record out here?
He did.
Young legend out here in these streets.
He made up for losing Grammy Album of the Year for three consecutive attempts. And he's become the first hip-hop artist to be awarded a Pulitzer Prize. Mm. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
I think this is a big deal. I was listening to NPR earlier. They were talking about it. I walked into a couple establishments today and heard people talking about it.
I think it's Starbucks, wasn't you?
Tough. Shout out to Starbucks for getting that right. Shout out to them. Let me take a sip of my Frappuccino or whatever they called over here. Now, I ain't even a frequent visitor of Starbucks, but I like what they did, though.
That's a fact.
With that being said, yeah, a lot of people are talking about Kendrick Lamar, and I think even more so than winning a Grammy, this puts him in another conversation because first thing I did when I seen that he won this was like, okay, I didn't win. No, they gave out Pulitzer Prizes for music.
That's numero uno.
So two, who are the people that are picking this and how are they hip to Kendrick Lamar? Yes, the song was everywhere, but like everybody ain't digesting Damn the same.
True.
And when I looked at it and looked at this group of people, I was like, wow.
They were all 80 and up?
One, they all looked 80 and up, and none of them looked like they would... They may like listen to Kendrick Lamar in the car with their kids because they got to take them to soccer practice, but they not like
grand
when
kids.
Damn come on, they not nodding their head like at the light or nothing like that. But let me read what they said about it.
Please
recording
do.
Released on April 14, 2017, a virtuosic song collection unified by its vernacular authenticity and rhythmic dynamicism that offers affecting
hooked on phonics work
capturing
me.
The complexity of modern African-American life. So
captures the
one of these old people that picked the song.
But I mean, if you looked at the committee for the Grammys, they probably looked the same.
But how did they get it right in the Grammys missed it, I guess, is the good question from this.
That's a great question.
Probably less people and less politics.
Looking at the picture of these people, they look like the Supreme Court.
That's a fact.
Like,
just
like they've been in this position for 30 years, and the only way you get to be on this board is if somebody dies or retires, and they never retire.
It's a board of 19 members. They all are what's held at Columbia. They have editors, columnists, media executive, and 6 members of academia, which means like professors and things of that nature within the Columbia school system.
I would say this, very smart move, big deal, I'm going to say. Number one, it was a smart move by the Pulitzer people because now you got people that normally wouldn't be talking about this shit. Now we're mentioning it because you pick somebody that's cool and relevant.
That's a fact.
If you look at last year's winner for music, it was Angel's Bone by opera composer Du Yun. Nobody talked about that when Du Yun won the Music Pulitzer Prize last year. So the fact that you got somebody relevant, cool, the album is old. Relatively speaking, it came out this time last year, but it still won. I don't know how that go.
Well, the other one that it was against premiered in February of 2017, which was Quartet by Michael Gilbertson, and then The Sound of From the Bench by Ted Heen premiered in February as well.
So,
March.
The fact that we've never heard of those other two people, and no
both
one
of those
has.
I think are operas as well when I listen to them. One of them was like 16 minutes long, the Ted Hearn song.
Yeah, this is the first music prize awarded to a non-classical or jazz artist. So, listen, less jazz winners, the better. I'm perfectly fine with that.
I hate on jazz like that.
Jazz, I'm slaw. Top five worst genres of music, bro.
That's not true.
I promise. It's top better, five man. Worst.
You don't listen to the right jazz. Do you know who...
Who's making jazz in 2018?
Well, I'm saying you listening to the wrong shit if you're still trying to listen to... Do you know who John Coltrane is?
Yeah, I'm familiar with him.
That's good, though. That's good jazz.
I'm good on that. Right. I'm good on that good jazz.
All right.
But it was smart to get the young people, get the conversation talking about... Because I didn't know that they handed out awards for music. I thought it was all like journalism type shit. So I learned something new.
Absolutely. They hand out music, general nonfiction, poetry, biography, history, drama, fiction, breaking the news. All the other shit is like editorial stuff, like you said, though.
What happens when you win the Pulitzer Prize for poetry? Does your ticket go up? You
get
charge
put,
more?
You get to put that little thing on your book. You remember you was in school, they had a little gold thing on your book?
I do remember that. What does that mean? Do I get more bread? What is the
you gotta
bag
get,
look
you
like
gotta
after
get
the
more
fact?
Money. Okay. Now, one interesting thing that I did here on NPR about the Pulitzer Prize.
You didn't hear anything interesting on NPR, but go ahead.
Tough. All day, every day. But the people, the New York Times, for instance, they won for like reporting and news. Half the people that won the award are no longer employed at the newspaper because they can't afford to keep a print staff. They said it's the second time in the last 4 years that has happened, where the people who even won the Pulitzer Prize have moved on to do other things like podcasts or digital media, stuff like that.
For a bigger bag? That's crazy.
Just because the print bag ain't right there no more, but they still get the awards for it.
That's respectable and acceptable, man. Good. That's a W at the end of the day for Kendrick.
Tough.
And hip-hop, period. Moving on, man. J. Cole.
Oh, yes.
Big. First of all, J. Cole and Drake announced albums this week. Big dog week in hip-hop. J. Cole did it in a roundabout way, though. He dropped a surprise show on IG and said, be here in an hour. This is the location. No phones, no cameras.
Crazy.
No nothing. It was in New York. And allegedly, it was a show for a new album that comes out Friday. It was more like a listening party. Give me a letter grade for the random listening party promo for your new album that comes out in 72 hours.
A+. And I would say that with a curved grade on it because it's J. Cole. Maybe two other people, Beyonce could have did this, and Drake could have did this.
Beyonce not doing no free show.
That's Drake not absolutely doing no free show. You're right. So, well, I said could have. But
okay,
Would they actually do it? No.
And
I'm not putting J. Cole on the same level as them either when I say that they the other two that could have did it. But what I am saying is J. Cole has done this similar to this before. Maybe not as close with the release date,
right?
But somewhere as to where, hey, surprise, I got an album coming. It was accompanied by a documentary with 2014, and then it was accompanied by a documentary with For Your Eyes Only. Now, I think that doing this is the next level. How you going to up it? How you going to do it again? What, you going to say it tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? So that's what people...
My album came out yesterday.
Right, so that's what people were saying coming into it, is how he's going to promo it. I think this is dope because J. Cole keep that grassroots fan base that are going to mess with him regardless, so they're going to check it out. And curiosity going to kill the cat Friday. Everybody going to want to hear some new J. Cole so they can at least hate on it, so that's they can at least say they falling asleep to it.
That's a fact.
So, you know.
I couldn't agree more. It's A++. This is super dope. If I lived in New York, I would have jumped on the C train to the J train to the H train, and I'd have went down to wherever the hell this was at to try to get a goddamn ticket. Like, number one, I like the idea of making it random hours notice because that gives everybody equal opportunity. If you announce this shit 3 days ago, motherfuckers is camping out that entire time. You can cancel trying to get a ticket to that shit. So that
I'm giving y'all an hour to get here.
That's
hard.
That's it. That's dope. First come, first serve,
and
dude.
You know the next thing, right?
What's that? I'm already here?
Nah.
I'm at the venue on stage. Y'all pull up.
Here go the next thing, though. That documentary that's going to accompany this, because I'm sure you got to deal with HBO.
Yeah, he should.
Nobody else brought their cameras on their phone. Have you seen any footage of this show?
But like 10, there's like a 30-second, there's one 30-second clip
promo
around the
that's
internet.
That's the promo, probably. Somebody shucked it.
Tough. Stick a phone up their ass or something. I don't know.
That documentary right there is going to be fire. Because tell me the only or ever time that you've seen a concert where people are hearing music for the first time from a big artist.
That's cold.
They're going to turn it into a documentary. Stamp it. Yeah. Stamp that. Because you remember when they did the 2014 documentary, he had the people come to his house.
That was cold.
Listen to the album in his house. Girls was crying and stuff. When you see this and like the J. Cole fans is going to be down there.
Yeah.
First time they hear this album, that documentary is going to be there.
Listen, first of all, I need him to do this in the A. Second off, he did it in London the next day. So how far is London from New York, dude? Somebody
it's
put
like
me
a
up.
12-hour flight, I believe.
This nigga trying to kill himself.
Well, actually, it got to be not. It's longer than 12. Like 12 hours behind.
Dude, so he did it in London. He put the same announcement up. He did it with about a 2-hour notice this time in London. And I'm like, damn, I knew he was going to do that, by the way, because he always does that with the Dollar and the Dream tour and the pop-ups, you know, the shows for a dollar. He did it in consecutive cities, back to back to back to back.
It's a 7-hour flight.
Oh, that ain't bad, dude. And it's probably the time difference probably crazy. So, I mean, it may not be that bad.
Like 12 hours in front.
Really?
Yeah, so if it's 7:55 here, it's 7:45 p.m. there.
Oh.
8:15 a.m. here, 8:10 p.m. there.
Ah, that's cool then. That ain't bad.
You'll leave here at nighttime, get there in the morning, go to sleep,
wake
up,
rest.
Do the show.
That's cool. Yeah. Dope idea, A++. keep up the original shit.
That's horrible.
No one else can do the free show shit. I know Future did it about 2 years ago. He did the free shows in the A in L.A., and that was cool, too. But this fits him perfectly. If Beyonce did it, it wouldn't even fit because she has to have the elaborate. That's what I'm saying. She has to have the dancers, the stage show, the wardrobe changes. Like, J. Cole going to come out there with that same white T-shirt he's had on for the last 3 years, them same shorts, and them same beat-up Jordan 1s.
What if J. Cole switched it all the way up? Like
Versace'd up
James Bond, smooth, your head, cut his hair. Like GQ smooth, $5,000 suit every time he come out.
Nah, that'd be some slaw.
It would be some slaw.
Yeah, he off that. He been through that Mr. Nice Watch phase and all that shit. He been through that shit.
I'd be disappointed.
I'd be hot at him. If he comb his hair, I'd be hot at him.
I'd be letting down. He ain't never cutting that.
Not if he comb it.
Mr. Comb it. Wash it.
No, but also, Drake also obviously made an announcement. What's the name of that shit? Scorpion. It's coming out in June. No specific date.
Scorpion.
Yeah, it's a very un-Drake-like album title. We're going to talk about that when we get to the quarter two preview. But it's very un-Drake-like.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Is this a playlist? Is this a mixtape? Is this an album?
Oh, my God. I'm so done with these playlists and mixtape shit from Drake.
Is it an album or not? Drake? Jesus, a collection?
Man, just drop it, bro. Nah, I'm excited about this because I feel like, one, I would say that for the rest.
For sure.
There's a lot that's going to come with this album, I think.
Drake or
Drake?
Cole?
Okay. Well, of course with J. Cole. I mean, I'm a J. Cole fan, so I'm waiting on that regardless. But Drake,
you're a Drake fan too, but go ahead.
Drake is a great artist.
Okay.
Big pop star. with that. And I feel like that he going to have a lot to prove, even though he's been murdering, killing shit already. It's kind of like you see LeBron here in year 15, the best year he had.
Yeah.
I feel like Drake kind of feeding off some type of motivation like that. Like, yeah, I know I'm on niggas, but I want to step on next now.
Because
I don't really think y'all believe it.
I'm with it. Also, just for the record, J. Cole did go ahead and announce the album K.O.D. comes out Friday. It's got that K.O.D. stands for a couple of things, and this is scaring me. Kids on drugs. Some other shit it stand for, man. I don't like that, though. I don't like the multiple acronym.
Unless I hear J. Cole say this, I don't believe it. I think this is B-Dot one of them. Said this it. One of them, I really don't believe it, man. This one of them internet theories, dude.
I hope not.
I ain't biting.
And just for the record, 2014 gave a 2 weeks notice with that, and then For Your Eyes Only was no notice. People just noticed that it was on the iTunes pre-order page, and that was it. And then like a week later, it was out.
Sure, was because that one song was on there.
Yep. No, he dropped one song that ended up not even being on the fucking album. Exactly. Yeah. No, with the Joy Badass sample. He was dissing
Nas and Wale, right?
Allegedly talking about Wale. Yeah. So they didn't even make it. So yeah, he's known for the out of nowhere shit. I like it though, man, because he's usually fourth quarter with it. He switched it up this time.
Yeah, but the only unfortunate thing about this is he tries to do this with his team and it don't work for the rest of Dreamville.
Oh yeah, nah. Like they need build ups.
Like JIT and
JID
or Cause. All of those people, like, you need to a more traditional rollout.
I agree.
But this is cool for J. Cole.
Also, coming up around the corner, man, a new television series on BET starring T.I., man. It's called The Grand Hustle.
Let's go, champ.
Let me give you the synopsis. The reality competition series will follow 16 business-minded men and women as they fight for a coveted six-figure position within T.I.'s Grand Hustle business empire. Are you in or out on The Grand Hustle TV show?
I am 100%. Anytime that T.I. can be a spokesman for our community and saying something good, and I'm here for it. Like, you put T.I. on TV and roll him out, he can be the voice of this generation. I'm cool for it. He gonna have some bumps and bruises, and he gonna say some stuff sometimes that we're gonna disagree with.
Facts.
We here for that. But I think T.I. is a stand up enough person to, even when he do fuck up, he'll come and say, "All right, y'all got me, it's cool, let's keep it moving." So with that being said, like, he can do a failed TV show, it'll come and go, but I'm going to tune in most of the time because I'm a fan of T.I. and his personality. I think when he is on TV and he do get a spotlight, he one of the few people that always tries to have a positive thing to say and spin stuff in a positive life, give kids some like motivation without being lame about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that he is going to do that well, and this is an opportunity that you usually don't see. You usually have people going into music, going into rapping, when you have rappers doing this type of show. So to have various different businesses,
yeah,
that's a dope concept, and I think that's putting him in another league also if he can capitalize and get some successful businesses from this.
I'm liking the second act from T.I. right now, starting with the Rapture documentary episode. That shit was dope, and the direction he's going with the activism, then giving me the TV production stuff. This is I love the concept, number one. It's reminding me
Of The Apprentice.
Yeah, The Apprentice is the OG of this type of shit right here. But more recently, Dame Dash did it with The Ultimate Hustler.
Right.
And that was good, too. My only knock on these type of shows is what happens to the winner after the fact. The follow-up on these type of shows is terrible.
That's a fact.
Like, we never hear from the winner ever again for the rest of humanity. If this is a six-figure position with Grand Hustle, then I need to see him or her next to T.I. nigga on documentaries, on TV series, in board meetings. Like, where's the vlog to follow this,
Let me ask you a real question.
Yes.
Are there six-figure positions at Grand Hustle? I'm serious.
Tax write. Remember we talked about the tax write-offs?
You ain't
remember
right. That? I mean, that's an employee, though. Like, yeah, you keeping that's a W-2 right there. Like, that ain't no contract position. Like, I'm paying you $100,000. Like, we going to get the taxes and everything taken up out of that.
What position gets six figures other than T.I.'s?
Grand Hustle, I want to know.
He must get some big dog shit around the corner.
Whew. That's all I wanted. Because I'm thinking, like, yeah, I mean, and not to say the Grand Hustle hurting because they do T.I., but I don't know what that person would be doing.
Like an A&R or something like that?
I don't know what that person would be doing. Like, unless they're going to be on, like, TV working or something, I don't understand.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Now, first of all, did you ever watch The Apprentice?
I watched The Celebrity Apprentice this season that... Man,
Celebrity Prince was slick dope though.
The season that Gary Busey was on there,
he was
heard of Gary Busey before, and I always will remember him because
he was shaking
that.
Him off.
He shook it.
Lil Jon shook that bitch too though.
He did. But like, Gary Busey was a dog.
He was. But these type of shows force people to be creative in their marketing and coming up with business plans, and it make you think out the box. And it's good to see that shit on TV,
right,
especially when you have like an entrepreneur spirit. You can see it and kind of play along. Like, I would run it like this, or my commercial would go like this. So those type of shows, it's
good to hear the feedback that you get from the people in that position, like a T.I. or in that case back then, a Donald Trump The Celebrity Apprentice and all the other shows, because you can take that feedback and, like you said, also apply it. So those are dope shows, especially when you get people that are kind of in the hip hop genre of it, and they can kind of talk the same language in which we understand. So that's dope too.
And it show people a different side of artists. Like, I had no idea Lil Jon was like this nigga. He made it all the way to the end. Like, his idea.
Lil Jon was a beast.
Hey, dude, his shit was cold. I was like, damn, Lil Jon.
Tough.
So T.I., I'm sure him and Jay Jeter, they be in the meetings cooking up all this shit too. So it's good to see the behind the scenes, man. It remind me of Moguls. Like, I like what BET kind of doing right now with the Moguls and shit like that. That shit dope. Keep that shit coming.
Shout out to Grand Hustle team over there, man. Clay, all those guys.
Five Mics.
Yeah.
All them.
Shout out to Rap Chat on Facebook. Y'all gonna read about Five Mics.
All right, man. Next up, we hit this music break. Method Man, M-E-T-H-O-D, man, was during an interview, he said that Atlanta was the new New York. Now, let me tell you what he meant by that, apparently.
What did he mean by that?
He said, to clarify, I feel like we lost our identity, but it was good for the unification of hip-hop as a whole. Atlanta right now is the new New York.
Nah.
Fact or fiction?
That's not true. Maybe 5 years or 6 years ago or something like that. But I don't think that it's not as hard to blow up out of Atlanta as I feel like it was in New York back then. Like, you ain't got to be from New York. Well, excuse me. You don't have to be from Atlanta. You can come from the outside and come in, generate a buzz. Yeah. People will accept you.
Lil Uzi, Richard Kidd.
Exactly. With New York, like, if you wasn't from one of the five boroughs upstate, you know what I mean? They wasn't fucking with you at all. Like, you couldn't even be from Philly or nothing like it. Like, you had to be from New York. And it was so long that they held on to that. If you ain't from New York, you're not going to be popping. And I feel like once it got to Atlanta, it was never like that, even though the South was treated that way. But Atlanta never acted that way. It's popping in the sense that a lot of artists are from New York and they got a popular sound. I would compare it in that way. But I wouldn't compare it in a way to say that the artists are similar as far as how they act and how they receive each other or how the city receives artists.
I think what how I interpreted was that at one point in time, New York was the mecca of hip hop. It was the go-to place if you were trying to get on, or if you
going to New York.
That was the hot spot. Every 6 months, a new hot artist was coming from that area. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think that's what he means, is the same way from Atlanta. Every 6 months, somebody new is coming. We know it's not literally Atlanta. It may be the South Side. It may be, you know what I mean? It may
be
the outskirts, but they're repping or they're sounding like they're from Atlanta. Now, he did clarify. He went a little more to elaborate. He said, and I quote, "Down South is way bigger than just New York, and we're basing everything off just New York," just like you said. Mm-hmm. He recalled when Andre 3000 was at the Source Awards, he said the South got something to say. The South did their thing and cannot be blamed for the state of hip hop right now. No one can be blamed for that. There's just cycles that music has to go through.
And I feel like from a culture standpoint, right, Atlanta not the place to be no more.
What?
Maybe 5 years ago. I mean, like, do you see celebrities like Calabasas in the L.A. Hills is like the place to be.
I mean, that's the place to live.
That's where they be. That's where they party in. Like, the house parties in Calabasas and shit is the thing. They're like, Atlanta really is the scene, like,
for the common man.
Wait, yeah.
Atlanta.
About 5 years ago.
Shit.
Really, like, from BMF era to, like, 4 or 5 years. Like, when we first came down to Atlanta maybe 7 years ago.
Right.
Man, it was a party every night. Every night somebody was in town.
That's true.
And I'm talking about like a big name person. It ain't like that no more.
Not like to that extent, but this is still, if you're trying to break in any type of industry in this culture.
You're saying it's the place to run into people and see. I think it's still LA. I think it's LA.
No, and it's pop-up events. It's, you know, networking shit. It's stuff like that. Like, and film too. Like, film big down here now. So, like, that's what I mean. You can be in Benihana sitting next to a screenwriter for Marvel. That's what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, on that tip. And to do that times 1,000, and there's a whole other areas you could go in. But I feel like that's still that down here. Now, what I thought he said was interesting was kind of basically what you said. Like, New York was like, nigga, if you ain't from the five boroughs, and we ain't fucking with you. And that was the problem.
Yes.
When Andre 3000 was in the Source, he didn't say Atlanta got something to say. He said the South has something to say, which showed unification. So it's more states and more people in the South than it is versus New York.
Yeah,
and so you're going to get outnumbered.
Tough. It's a kinfolk amongst Southern people. Like, true. Being from the South, whether it be slang, either all of it, it ain't the same. But like, either your draw, your accent, there's a certain kin that you had to other people from the South, and you include. And I feel like New York people or New York artists exclude. Are you not from New York, son?
Yeah.
You don't talk like this. Like, see what I'm saying? I think that's more so how it was, how it happened.
But what I don't understand is why is he saying, he said the South did their thing and cannot be blamed for the state of hip hop right now. I don't know what that means, dude. I just got announcements from J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick just won a Pulitzer, dude. Like, hip hop is on right
hip-hop
now.
Yeah, hip hop fine. But I think he's talking about the popularity contest, because people want to also tie into hip hop, like the XXXTentacion and the 6ix9ine Tekashi's and the bad Barbie and the chick that got the organ outside and fighting
they
at the hotel. All of that's hip hop now, because it's on All Hip Hop, or because it's on World Star.
Yeah.
But that ain't really just hip hop.
I can see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Now that shit.
And that's
a fact.
Yeah, so like, even the like the mundane beats or like the trap sound, it's just more universal now. People ain't got as bars like they had back in the day.
That's debatable.
Well, a New York elder statesman would say that's the state of hip hop, because like, they dumped it down originally down South.
I got you.
Yeah, and it continued to get dumbed down till it got to the point to where we're looking at now.
Spice One was hot Spice One was on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, where you follow Spice One?
No, first of all, I can
Did
name
he
one
just
Spice
get
an
Instagram?
One. I can't even name a Spice One song, though. That's before my time.
I don't believe that.
I can't.
Black rolling over in his grave right now.
I can't name a Spice One song. That's before my time. But he was extra hot at the youth, dude. He was going off on Tekashi and Lil Uzi in his little Instagram rant, which was pretty funny. Because he has a new album coming out.
But
that's why.
But no one cares what Spice One thinks about the new. Like, I don't even understand why he would confuse that.
No, because he's Yo probably been dropping this entire time,
and
we've never
knew,
talked
but
about
now
it.
Now we're talking about it.
Now it gets, he's getting on blogs when his album come out now. Because of that. And he wouldn't have 2 days before. So I don't know. It was a reach.
I blame the media for that, then. Wherever he put that shit up, other than his Instagram and people picking that up and running with that, that's what I blame for.
I blame the media for a lot of shit, but that's a whole nother episode.
That's true.
Let's get to this song break. Primo Rice.
Young Primo, baby.
I don't know who this is.
It's some player shit, though.
Players Anthem 2018.
Player shit.
Let's check out Primo Rice.
Cut it up.
Bitch, I live my best life, type dream, I'ma go get a nigga sight green, gotta keep them checks right, nice thing, nice thing. Catch me smooth stepping in my ice cream. Flavor talk, I give back, cold gang, Mac a thick bitch and some gold frames. Other hoes, I did that, old flame, never double back, keeping no change. Got new paper on deck, big bang, cash rule, tricking on a hoe, use a sad fool. In the spot, I break necks, bad news. Show them titties, let me see your tattoos. I'ma make it shake some, break some, break some. Fuck your right, drop it off at A some. Make a move, got some other cake coming, cake coming. Rap a lot, pimp a hoe, it ain't nothing. Probably fuck your life up, do it, fuck them up, do it, do it. This the player's anthem, anthem. Probably fuck your life up, do it, fuck them up, do it. This the player's anthem, anthem, do it, grab a drink, do it.
What you say?
Caught a groove with my glass, I two step, play the blues so you know I move left.
We are back. That was Primo Rice, player's anthem.
Okay.
I ain't mad at that though.
Man, I like that.
That was kind of smooth.
I would have thought he was from Texas.
He has to be from Texas.
No, sir. Primo Rice is from PG County in Maryland. Shout out to the Maryland players out there, man. That's some real smooth shit right there. It's going to be warm this weekend. Y'all bump y'all some Primo Rice.
Ride the Cadillac with the seat all the way back.
Yes, sir. Diamond in the back, sunroof top.
Nah, I ain't mad at that, though. I'm going to check. All his shit sound like that? I got to listen to his
song. Yeah, he got a dope little player tape. It's just like it. I think it might be called the player tape.
That's funny.
Nah, I just made it up.
All right, man, we back. Quarter number two is popping off in a major way. Like we mentioned before, J. Cole announced his album K.O.D. King of Diamonds. Nah, that ain't one of the names. No. But that'd be funny though.
It should have been it. What if he had to just flipped it and that was it? K.O.D. King of Diamonds. He on the front cover of the strip club. Big chunks with the money phone on the ear and the bitches bent all over. That would have had to be a parody. Yeah.
New albums from Drake. Nicki dropped two singles over the weekend. There's a lot of shit popping off in hip hop, man, for shit dropping in the next couple of weeks. I guess we'll start. Let's start with, we didn't get to talk about Nicki though.
First of all the Barbies.
Barbies or Bardies?
Bardies.
Who is that?
The Bardies. The Bardi gang.
Cardi B?
Yeah. The Bardi gang.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of the Bardi gang?
No.
Oh, those are the Cardi B fans.
No, it's you and Cardi B.
No, the Bardi gang. I'm just reporting what they're telling me.
Okay.
They say this conspiracy against Cardi B that all of these motherfuckers want to just roll this stuff out now. They don't want to at least give her 2 weeks. Like Beyonce gonna perform at Coachella, Cole dropping, Drake dropping, Nicki got two songs.
That was petty. Yeah, that was
like,
petty.
That's the
bad thing with music. See, you can do that. Like movie releases are in stone, like, damn near years in advance. You can't do that with music.
Man, they got Cardi up out of here quick.
That was.
Shush. They let her get
live
man.
That's an afterthought.
Man, they let her build all of this up and boom, roll out. All right, you got them 200 in, which was a good first week, by
absolutely
the way. And boom,
absolutely,
you gone. Like the wave came, the tidal wave came.
Beyonce crushed
yeah,
that.
Beyonce, and it started with the tsunami, with Beyonce crushing doing the HBCU thing at Coachella. Did you watch?
Nah, watch Bitch in Pieces. I ain't want to spoil it. She might pull that shit off at the tour.
Are you going to see? Ah, yes, right. You are going.
Yeah,
to.
I ain't want to spoil it. But I doubt it. I think she's gonna drop some new material. But that's another big dog that'll drop this year. I think. So back to Cardi's nemesis, air quote. Nicki Minaj dropped two songs, Chun-Li and Barbie Tings.
Okay, so she also dropped. So before we get into the songs, do you know what's going on with like the text that came out and
with him and with her and Quavo or something like that?
Yeah, what's the did you see that?
Cause she, no, I didn't see the text though. I'm just assuming because that's what the word on the street was like. Him excuse me, her verse from Motorsport had came out where she had switched up some words and Quavo took a part out that she said, and that all came out.
So she said he lying on her?
They squashed it, though. They took an Instagram picture of that. You know, that's all you got to do to squash it.
You just take like Michael Blackson
and Kevin Hart. Exactly. Just take a picture. It's all weird.
I'm not taking no pictures with Michael Blackson. Get out of here. That's exactly what I would have told you.
That was Philly right there.
Yeah, get out of here.
So yeah, I did see the little bullshit drama, but they squashed that.
Okay.
What about the songs though? Is she back? Is that enough to get Nicki back on her feet?
I feel like her flow is better than what I've heard. I feel like she was trying harder this time, but I don't know if back is the proper context that we can put this in. But once Nicki does get back and in her bag, it ain't nobody that's in the same lane as her, because she got bars, especially for a woman.
Can she get back though?
That I don't know. I don't know if them are Safari bars or if she got a better team, because these bars right here, they sound like she was like the sword has been sharpened a little bit. She got don't do that.
These songs some slow, bro.
I ain't saying the songs you're banging. I'm saying there's some bars in these songs though.
Where?
You gotta find them.
Needle in a haystack.
I ain't saying she's shredding it up or nothing, but I'm saying there's some bar you can get stuck in here.
The Barbie Ting song is a zero. Let me just get that out of the way.
I'm talking about the Chun Li.
The Chun Li is disrespectful to Street Fighter, which is a classic video game, dude. That song is also some slaw. It's just not as slaw as the other song. So now it actually sounds decent when it's played next to that shit.
So you all the way out on Nicki?
0-2. She struck out with these.
Well, I mean, this ain't even just 0-2 though.
Last year, the three that she dropped was some look cool.
Those songs weren't better than
shit.
That song with Wayne and Drake was trash,
but it was better than this though. At least it was traditional.
Wayne
rap.
And Drake was on there.
Who made these beats? Listen to these songs again. Listen to the production. Tell me what year you're in. Close your eyes and tell me what year you're in.
She said this is going to be a hip-hop album, but I think this is her style of hip-hop, though. Like, she's not going to be on the trap beats.
But that's where she's losing. People want her. People want Cardi's album. That's how Nicki should
Nicki.
Sound.
Nicki New York hip hop. That's
Man,
what Nicki
she do
going
bees
for.
In the trap and shit. She came up on the Beam Me Up Scotty tapes and rapping hard. She just done got too big to go back to that level.
Well, and also I think that window, that door is kind of closed, because if she does go back to that, people are gonna say it's because of Cardi's success.
She's in a lose-lose.
Right. So you have to do, in her defense, what she's doing, and that's out rap Cardi. Like everybody that step up to the plate, like what Nicki has to do now is prove what she say she was when she came through the door, and that was the best female rapper. I believe her when she says that, but she got to do it now. Like she got to score. Like she got to murder people.
You got if you're gonna drop your two singles 4 or 5 days after your direct competition drop the fire project that's universally fire across the board, you can't drop these two songs,
but
dude.
You're also doing that not to, one, she's not calling her competition. So that's what she's not doing.
Yeah, but she needs to realize she is, though.
Yeah, she does need to do that. But also what she's doing is showing you, hey, I'm not even on that. So it's like what you said. I'm bigger than that. So, yeah, you did just drop this last week, and that was my old sound. Now I'm on this. You said, who made these beats? Who did this flow?
But
like,
it didn't
you
work,
tell,
though. Yeah. That's the only thing. If that works,
okay,
cool. But it didn't, though. So, like, when think about it. Look at her label mate. I always use Drake as an example for Nicki because they both rap and sing, and her albums are usually half and half.
And they're
mix.
Both pop stars.
That's fine. Yeah. But Drake, when he comes back out of nowhere, you get God's Plan. You get Diplomatic Immunity.
You get number one 10 weeks in a row.
You get the joint with Lauryn Hill. Like, you get heat rock, dude. Man. Unmistakable heat. Nicki she hasn't done that. She's dropped the ball the last 3 or 4 times, dude. Make some shit. Like, you know how people ask Drake to do a straight rap album? Like, that's what everybody, man, just make one time, rap the whole fucking way.
Which he needs to do, by the way.
Nicki needs to keep doing exactly what you're doing, Drake. Nicki needs to really rap the whole time. Call up them big dog producers that owe you favors and get a fire ass tape. Quit giving me these bullshit ass beats, dude. Nobody want to hear that. Nobody want to hear Starships. Nobody want to hear that shit,
so,
dude.
Let me ask you this, then, by you saying that. Nicki doesn't have the star power anymore to carry a song? Well, no.
Nah. She just got her stands. See, that's the thing. Yeah, it'll be number one and number two on iTunes and all this shit because she has a huge following.
Right.
And so whatever she puts out, people at the very least are going to go listen to it.
So Nicki not an A-list artist to you anymore.
I mean, she got to be because her lane is so empty. Her lane is empty as fuck. Other than Cardi B, that's it. And Remy Ma. And where is she at right now? It's quiet.
My girl Dreezy. Don't you ever forget about my girl Dreezy.
Dreezy is super talented, but she's quiet
right
now.
That was me
that
shouted you out, Dreezy.
Fuck.
Spike Luke.
But yeah, Nicki lost me with these two. They were underwhelming. I'll never hear either one of them ever again, dude. They're not going to play it on the radio or in the club.
They're playing that Chun-Li in the club. they playing that in the club.
The old head club?
No, before it get crowded, just as they can say they played Nicki, who was on the set list.
That's just some slaw.
But
Cole. I'm moving on to Cole.
We moving on. You done with Nicki?
Nicki some slaw, bro. Cole, what are we going to get with this Cole album on Friday? Are we going to get another album with no features? Are we going to get a story? Is it going to be, are we getting a hotel sleep music? Like, what are we finna get with this Cole right here? I need answers.
I think that J. Cole is going to double down. He's going to double down on being J. Cole because I just dropped one with no features. I just dropped one where I ain't have to do heavy promotion, and I'm sticking it to the traditional labels with the traditional rollout and singles. So I do think that you're going to get an album with very few features. Mm-hmm. There will be some on. I think he's going to kind of switch it up a little bit because he had to hear the criticism of the For Your Eyes Only and for the crazy people that he tried to criticize the 2014.
Yeah.
Where they feel like that he need to do a little bit more like rapping, a little less of that harmonizing, like going and start bodying
the neo soul shit. He got
like you got to stop like walking around like with the not bathing stuff. Like you got to wash up and put clothes on and stuff. So with that being said, I do think that this album that he's going to remind you people that jumped off the bandwagon because J. Cole got too woke for you. Why you like J. Cole, whether that be a Friday Night Lights type something,
right.
Whether that be a in the morning type joint. But I do think that he gonna have something on there, whether it is gonna catch the females ear this summer. I ain't gonna say like the Lauryn Hill joint, like what Drake got, but something kind of slower, like a Fab type joint that you used to bang it or something. I feel like J. Cole kind of gonna go that route, and you gonna have one of those on there. And this to me, he knows that this album has to be more fun. It's coming out on 420. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we done went through the serious.
You did the serious stuff. You did the grown man. You grew up. You told us about where you came from. Now people want to hear about how you had fun over the last couple of years of being so creatively free. Right. You know what I'm saying? Being able to do those last two albums that you did, that being successful. People actually want to hear J. Cole say, I told you so. I told you, label. I told all y'all who said this wasn't going to work. I told you, Jay-Z.
That's fair. And I, if you heard the commercial on during the playoffs, mm-hmm. He was spitting.
Going in. You go back to Jeezy.
And the beat was hard, though.
Yes.
Like, the beat was hard and everything. Like, man, give me that. Please give me that. Like, J. Cole, take a break from the production duties. Just take a break. Let somebody else handle that. Get you some dope-ass beats. They ain't got to be doing a lot. Just some. Give me some cinematic shit. I would die for a J. Cole album with God Forgives I Don't production. I would die for that shit. Give me something like that.
Oh my God.
Call Justice League up. Get two of them.
Best album ever.
Think if he had some Just Blaze. Like some grade A Just Blaze though.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like give one time, give me something like that, dog. Like that it'd be a classic, bro. It couldn't be nothing but a classic if he did that. But I am afraid because the titles have me scared. This KOD, this King's Kids on Drugs, this something something demons, bro. Like I'm scared of that shit. I don't know what that mean. I hope it's fake news.
Yeah, I don't think I think that he kind of heard all the slight criticisms that were given from doing the albums this way, and we're gonna have a little bit more fun with J. Cole this time. I think that's what's gonna happen.
Sign me up for that. Drake Scorpion coming out in June. No specific date. Promo was on Instagram. He had the letter. Well, I ain't gonna say Letterman jacket, like the satin jacket with the scorpion on the back. Shout out
the
to
real
Eve.
Real Drake-ish jacket.
Yeah, it was a very Drake-ish jacket. The title is very interesting. Eve already had an album called Scorpion, hella years ago that no one remembers.
Damn, that was a second album?
Second or third, I can't remember.
Damn, why? Eve had three albums.
Why is this? She definitely put out three. Why is this called Scorpion, dude?
Dude.
What does that mean?
This is Drake's.
You stinging, motherfucker?
Nah, this is his Thriller. This is his one word album. Watch, Drake is in his bag. This is
smoking hot this year.
This 9-10 songs, like the bonuses is gonna be what we heard. Diplomatic Immunity. Like this 9-10 songs, him and 40, Drake putting his foot on necks. I ain't saying he gonna rap or all of this or that, but this album right here is like him, like completely, for once coming out feeling like, you know what, I know I'm the best. I know I'm the coldest doing this. God's plan did 10 weeks. That was a throwaway.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I just came out with the Lauryn Hill joint that I knew was going to crush it, and that replaced my throwaway number one. Like, I think that he in his zone now. He probably was going to, like, just float that God's plan out there to see what it was going to do and drop a little bit later. But I feel like that he just, once you do get in that zone, you got to get that out. Like Pac with the 7 Days when he did Machiavelli. I feel like you're going to have an album like that because I think he went in the studio after that God's plan. And I think that he went in there and he was like, okay, since we getting this buzz, we getting this feedback, let's pump it out.
Yeah.
Finally finished the Lauryn Hill song. He was probably hype about that. That probably is the oldest song out of the bunch. And now he's just finna run with it. I think he finna run with it, get going his back for like 10 songs, low on the features, show y'all, like really show people what the big deal is this time.
I'm ready for it. He probably heard some of the criticisms from More Life. Because of the different sounds.
Yeah, we still with that.
But listen to, what's the name of the Drake with the island sound and shit that he did about 2 years ago?
Controller.
Like, you see how he does something different?
Right.
And then, nigga, 4 and 5 and 6 other people follow behind that. Like, yeah. Ain't nobody following behind that Nicki Barbie things. Okay, I just had to throw one more shot at Nicki for that bullshit. But I think that Drake is going to abandon that sound, that variety of sound that he had on More Life.
Yeah.
That was a one-time thing.
100%.
That was, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I mean by the Thriller. This album gonna get is going to be basics. Real cohesive. It's going to be real short. It's going to be real to the point. It's going to be production immaculate. Like, he finna go in his bag right here.
I can't wait. I need a real date. I can't Hey, is it strange that he's doing it a little bit traditionally, given the date a month and a half, 2 months in advance? Like, nobody do that no more.
Oh, well, I think
if you think about it.
Well, here's a question that I would have in response to that after answering that. I think that he's doing this because there's one more Drake single that has to be done.
Gotcha.
And he's still figuring that one out. And that one is the one that undeniable, like Khaled, Ross, or whoever big you gonna put on there that you may not have thought of, that's the one that you gonna hear up until like from 2-3 weeks and then until the album come out.
Gotcha.
Everywhere, the club, the strip joint. I still feel like that he looking for that one, and that's why it's pushed back to June. But I feel like he got like 6 or 7 of them in the bag. And that one that he's still looking for, like that big boy, where he bring Wayne back with a new verse. Like, who let
needed,
me ask
he
you that.
Too, boy.
Who do you go get for that? Like, if you Drake and you looking for that last one.
I mean, you could Wayne would be great. A fucking fire Wayne 16. Because you got to think, when him and Drake jumped on that Dedication shit, that made its rounds, though. Because they were snapping on that Family Feud. Like, he bring the best out of him. If we can get an original song that's a banger, that's a hit with Lil Wayne on it, it'll be the first time in years.
Okay.
Years.
Did the Wayne make pull?
Jesus.
So, do you go all the way Cheat Code?
What you mean, like, Wayne and, like, fucking, like...
Do you just call Cardi? Drake and Cardi?
Nah, you can't do that.
You don't do the Drake and Cardi joint for the club?
Nah, you can't do that.
The Ratchet, you don't got Drake right there with the Ratchet
never talk
Cardi?
To him ever again.
Drake and Cardi, I'm telling you.
Nicki will never talk to him ever again.
Do Nicki need
and that
Drake?
Will crush
do
him.
Nicki need Drake or do Drake need Nicki?
That'll crush him, though. He that type dude, though. That'll crush. He's close to her.
What if he get both? Oh, the both of them been done, though.
Yeah, he was on Motorsport. Yeah.
Nah, you need that Drake and Cardi. I forgot about the Nicki aspect of it. Actually, now that you say that, you got to do it, too. I'm Drake. Come on with that Cardi. Nicki had to call me
she
just had to deal with it. Her album finna come out, too. She would be hot. Because that's going to be a...
Because it'll be a smash.
If you get a Drake and Cardi, that's from here to the album gold. Like, it's going to be another Bodak Yellow problem.
What I'm saying, he can't do that.
Gotta break the stream records.
It's some other big dogs coming out. You gotta think 2 Chainz announced his project.
That'll
be coming soon.
Play Don't Care Who Make It, baby.
It's Rapper Go to the League.
Ah, yeah, Rapper Go to the League. My fault. My bad.
That'll be rolling out fairly soon. He got that joint with YG right now that's cooking.
You like that?
Hell yeah, that's banging. The Proud?
Yeah, yeah.
And the video
with
cold.
The mamas on the video. It's cold. Yeah, it is.
Ray Shrimmer heating up right now too.
They finna kill it.
That album's gonna be going though.
That album is gonna be banging.
I agree.
All three CDs.
Nah,
I'm telling you.
No.
Slim Jimmy CD gonna be banging.
That's gonna be cool.
Nah, that's gonna be banging.
The one that's gonna slip is your boy shit though.
His is not gonna be as good as we think it is.
It's not.
That's gonna be.
He gonna try too hard to be Andre 3000.
Everybody done told him he that cold.
And he don't sing. He got the island unbreakable sound. Unforgettable.
Yeah, I'm gonna be very impressed if he surprised me though.
Cause I don't like those two singles he done put out.
Nah, I don't like those.
He trying too hard, bro.
That Power Glide hard though.
That Power.
them young boys is talented.
That's
man.
Tough.
They better than Migos.
Nah, relax.
They not better than Migos.
Nah,
because I don't the reason know about that.
The cheat code that they have in their pocket is an in-house producer, which is Mike Will. That's the cheat code.
They got Tay Quay on what the nigga name is Quay.
Who?
What's the dude over at QC?
Nigga, I'm who?
Quality is it Quay Tay Tay on the beats?
I have never heard of that. Dead ass don't know who you're talking. They don't have a for real deal.
I thought it was some nigga named Tay.
Now they got a dude. They got a couple of people that they go to the well. They go. They fuck with Zaytoven. They fuck with DJ Darrell. They fuck with a couple of solid people. But these niggas have Mike Will and ear and his team behind him.
Yeah.
That's super cheat code.
Mike Will said, "You know what I mean?" in that Trouble interview,
you know
on
what I'm saying?
Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
He said that 100 times.
No, he said about 150 times,
and could not stop. Once they pointed it out, he didn't know what to say. That was funny as hell. Trouble was a good interview too.
Yeah, that was a good interview. He threw shots at 21 Savage that nobody talked about, and I thought that was very interesting.
Do you want to talk about
him? Not really.
I ain't think so.
Shout out to Trouble.
Moving on.
Ray Shrimmer, they coming around the corner. And like I mentioned before, YG too, he got that Suwoo out right now. His album finna come out.
That's the name of his album, Suwoo?
Nah, that's the name of his single.
Oh, man.
The extra...
Damn. YG about that life, man. Anybody like you, listen... Anybody that dress like YG, you don't want no problems with. Like if he don't care, if he has reached that level of not giving a fuck where he go out dressed like that, because it ain't like there's no coordination to that. He's just throwing that stuff on.
That's a fact.
So like YG real deal crazy, man.
His new shit is
real
called
deal crazy.
Stay Dangerous. That's the name of his new shit. So that should be coming up around the corner too. And of course
he is dangerous.
Right.
YG is a dangerous man, people.
Of course you got to account for what we don't know yet. Like I'm sure Ye is coming by before the end of the year.
Yeah, he's been tweeting about creativity and all of this shit.
So you know what that means? That means some heat rock coming.
Hopefully no rants. Hopefully we get the old Ye. Hopefully the old kind of Ye is
been
reborn.
Ye. No.
And comes back out.
Old, new, middle aged, it doesn't matter. We just want Ye, dude. He's going to give you. That's a motherfucker that's going to reinvent himself again and again and again. He's going to change the game like he always do. That's what I'm waiting on.
You think so?
Hell yeah. He still got it, dog. Believe that.
I don't know, man.
That tour was the best tour I've ever seen in my life, dude.
He was talking about the motivation for praying hands was Lamar Odom.
He always said,
"Father, bless my hands." We said Lamar Odom. When he was recovering from
listen to the song. It came out a banger. Thank you, Lamar Odom. For
that's
the
what he said.
Beat.
He was essentially thanking Lamar Odom for that.
I'm thanking him. Also coming up, man, we got tours and festivals. Coachella just went down. They officially changed the name to Baychella. Beachella, yeah. Whatever.
Get that shit right.
She bodied that shit. Allegedly, I didn't see it. I saw clips. Now, what's funny is I'm on Instagram and I see four or five different clips and they look like four or five different shows. Like, dude, she's changing clothes, like, changing sets. I'm like, God damn.
Beyonce, it's a holiday when Beyonce performs, dude. It's like a flat out. At Coachella? Come on, man.
Dude, my guy looking at her iPhone screen, closing them up. Like, hey, man, even to get stuck, dude, blink. God
that's
damn.
Funny. That's funny.
Nah, I can't do nothing but respect it, though. I just hope she put on a good show when I go see her and Jay. I need some new material.
You done said that 66 times,
I'm looking
dude.
Forward to it, man.
Jay-Z, Beyonce, can you please have new material before the show? Jesus.
Also, Summer Jam. That's around the corner, too. It's the 25th year, so they're going to try to do it big this year, man, June 10th. Of course, that's in New York. Kendrick is headlining. Lil Wayne going to be there. ASAP Ferg, Tory Lanez, Swiss Beatz. Remy Ma. You don't seem excited. Rich the Kid.
I ain't gonna lie. If I'm doing a 25th year anniversary, I want like, wouldn't you want legendary names like of past like Summer Jam history? And then you mix in new people. But my headliners would be like Nas or like, yeah, I'm telling you, like older. But he got a song with Future right now. Like he can bring Future out.
That's actually a decent song.
I don't know about that, but
it's all cool.
Yeah, whatever. But what I'm saying is, if I'm doing a 25 year anniversary, like I would have like older, like nostalgic groups that would give me one that older crowd, so they want to come. They gonna spend the money, and the younger crowd too, just because it's Summer Jam. It's a cool little event. Like I can't get down with nobody there.
Here's the trick. So it says Lil Wayne and Friends, and it says Swiss and Friends, and most of the time Summer Jams are based on who's not on the bill, dude. It's all always surprise guest. Exactly. Who's going to get brought out. So I don't put too much weight into the actual list. Because, and allegedly also, Lil Wayne is performing Carter. He said, quote unquote, Carter hits.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's, are we going to do Carter 1 straight through? Or are we going to just do the bangers from all four of the Carters? Like, what are we doing? Are we doing some unheard Carter 5 shit? Like, what does that mean? I don't know what Carter hits means.
That's dope. I think that for some events, festivals, it would be a good draw if they start releasing the track list or the set list online.
That take away from the
at least I know what
mystery.
I'm gonna get though. Like if I'm not going. But
if you're going, then you're going. So
true.
It's
so, but if I see Carter hits on there, I'm more likely to go if I'm a big Carter fan. Like, not even if I like Wayne now and just see that name, I'm not gonna go. But if they say, oh, he performing the Carter, I go. Or if they had Jeezy on the bill, like, oh, he performing like Trap or Die, like I'm going to New York, like up there.
Yeah, okay.
So I feel like if they were more like that's a good idea to put the Carter on there. More festivals should do that. Like.
That's a good.
We got
Jeezy
performing here doing the Trap or Die series. That'll be fire.
That's true. That was a smart play by High 97. Wayne, this is Wayne's sixth time at Summer Jam. Can you guess when his first appearance was?
I could, but I already know the answer.
Yes, it's 2000. Who the fuck? What was he doing up there in 2000?
Years ago. Was it 99? The Block Is Hot.
Block Is Hot came out in 99 for sure. Lights Out came out in 2000, 2001.
What was the best song on that Block Is Hot? Who was he that with?
He had a little single on him.
Excuse me. That was a Hot Boy, must have been though. On some Rough Rider.
Oh, that's
shit.
Possible. That's possible.
Yeah, on that Rough Rider song they had. It had to be that actually.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. Are we fucking with it? June 10th? We hit New York?
No. Nah, I'm not going there. There was no one there.
Famous Dex?
Mm.
Don Q.
They couldn't get Jay-Z? Jay-Z not doing so much.
Who we gonna come out there for?
No, I don't know, man.
You gonna come out for Kendrick?
Jim Jones ain't performing.
Nah, he might pop up.
Like they should have had Diplomats on there or something.
They already did that.
Yeah, it was whack.
It's only so much they can do, dog. Like you can't. It's only so much you can bring out all like Lil Kim and Remy Ma and like I'll bring out all the dope females. It's only so many times you can have reunions. You can have G Unit reunion, Dipset reunion.
You gotta do the big hologram then.
That'll be hard.
That's what they got to do. You got to get Brain Puff out and do
that'll
the big hologram.
Now I'll sign up for that.
There's Brooklyn and do some shit like it. I'll shake it. Get the big hologram. That's, I don't know. Summer Jam spending that though. What is that? Hot 97? Is that that's Ebro them, right?
Yeah, tough.
Oh, okay, yeah, they ain't doing that.
Before we get this music break, any freshman, the freshman XXL class should be coming around the corner to around June. Late May, early June.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any predictions? You got three predictions.
Overall, my prediction is going to be that this class, as far as being
talent?
Knowing who, no, not talent. Oh. I ain't gonna go that far. But knowing the people, knowing who they are, them having songs out already.
Oh, okay.
I think that you're gonna have a lot more knowledge of those people this year because I can name three off the wham.
Who the locks?
Rich the Kid.
That's a lock.
Moneybagg Yo.
That's a semi-lock.
And Lil Baby.
That's a semi-lock.
Lil Baby in there. I'm telling you, like Lil Baby, Moneybagg Yo.
Me.
They going to make it.
Now,
and
I'm
I've heard
three
of
that's going to be there.
What's that?
Tekashi 69.
That's a fact.
Blockboy JB.
Ooh, I don't know. Before Moneybagg? If he in there, Bag in there.
He got a bigger hit than Moneybagg, dude.
Because Drake jumped on. Nah, but Bag been doing it for like 2 years, though. He supposed to got on there last year.
He still ain't got a bigger hit than that shit.
He don't.
That's what I'm saying. And then you think they'll put Cardi B on there?
Nah, she not doing it. If I'm, then no way.
That's a fact.
Don't even call out.
About Jaden Smith.
That's the idea.
I can see them doing that.
I could definitely see that. 100% see that.
We just named half the list. I'm telling you,
that's like, a fact.
Everybody we name gonna be on that.
Be on there, except for Cardi, because she's not taking calls right now. She's not taking calls right now. Is Rallo gonna make it?
Nah, it's just too many. It's too many people, dog.
Rallo would have made it in the ass, like in the off year. He could have made it.
He ain't got no hit. That's the only thing.
Definitely don't got no hit.
So he not gonna make it. But you're right though. It'll be way more. We're not gonna have that. Who are these 10 people on this cover?
Nah,
you're going to know who they are.
No,
dude.
Sir, not this time.
Let's get this music break. Maybe this guy might make it.
Who is that?
King Combs. It's Puff's son.
All right.
He just dropped a new song. It's called All Eyes on C. Oh shit. We're gonna play this new song from King Combs, Puff song, man. All Eyes on C. Let's check it out.
CYN, SNL, classy individuals. Keep my paper coming in residuals. Put myself on the map with my niggas too. Trying to count 100 million in the living room. Drew Long, straight to mid-lawn. Teflon, nigga, you can't, drop bombs, something like Vietnam. Shorty have blonde, plus the coupe top gone. So you niggas wanna test, we in the jets. Couldn't catch me in the east or in the west. Wave spinning, get a vest, then get a check. Couple hitters in your home if you sending threats. Have them coming at your crew neck, don't wanna do that. Like you playing Russian roulette, don't make me prove that. Billy C's color blonde, but my chick brunette. Like a panoramic view when I pull the roof back. Shoot for the stars from the top of the key. Drop hits, I'm getting hot in the streets. And never dwell on cash, I spend it fast, make it light in the week. Always busy, shit, I grind in my sleep. Take notes, see, I really be out in Italy. Runways, me and Swiggity. Type differently, waves flow like a river bee. Ice slippery.
Alright, man, that was King Combs. All Eyes on C. You know why it's called that. He took the All Eyes on Me from Tupac. Was this... We're going to go straight to the question of the week, dude. Was this disrespectful for him to redo All Eyes on Me?
I'm riding. I ain't mad at it. Ba-doom-ting. Da-na-na-na-na. No, I'm just... Nah, I ain't mad at that, though, because I feel like he young. He having fun. Now, if Puff was on the remix or something, then you're doing too much. But... to me, like, King Combs, he's not a threat. He wasn't a part of the whole East Coast, West Coast thing. He should not be affiliated or associated with the sins of his father. So, I ain't mad at him having fun and sea walking. Like, how old is King Combs? Like, 16?
This is complete
17? How old are you, 18 years old?
Nah, he gotta be a little older than
that. And he looks just like Puff.
Yeah, it's crazy. Sound like too. This is complete blasphemy.
Nah, this is banging.
And even I know he young, he and he's listen by King Combs standard, he is shaking this motherfucker.
Tough. Got the low riders in the video.
He in Cali, he got the low riders. He doing the West Side Connection dance. He's shaking this motherfucker. But let's be all the way honest, y'all. this is a fucking classic beat.
That's a fact.
Classic song on a classic double album, dude. What the fuck? And he on there rapping like Mace? It sounded like Loon.
Mace wrote this.
I thought Loon wrote it.
Mace. I'm going to go Mace. Mace has been looking a little frosty lately.
Man,
couple
what?
Couple checks done cleared.
And your pops. Man.
Listen to me, man. King Combs living his best life. Shine, young king. Man. You shine, young king. I see you.
Did he have to check in for this?
Yes. Absolutely. Pay good for this. They might have had the gang security might have been like that. Might have been their security.
Oh shit!
It was a hefty price tag. It was a hefty little price tag on this.
That shit crazy.
He's gonna write that off to like studio fees, quote unquote. That's what they're gonna do.
Shout out to Bakari Smith for asking this question and posing this video in the rap chat on Facebook.
We asked the question. He answered it.
No, he didn't. He did.
We asked last week who they would give a doctorate.
No, I'm talking about this video. He posted
video. Oh, he did. You're absolutely right.
Hey, I
was talking
about
this. Oh, okay. Got you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He also answered the question last week about who we would give a hip-hop doctorate to.
My bad. You're right.
And he said Sci-Hi, which was spot on.
Great answer.
Because if you want to talk about bars, Sci-Hi is your man. And we just saw him in person. And those bars translate to the stage just as well as they do in your goddamn iPod.
PhD Sci-Hi. So shout out to Bakari, man. He is the on-decker of the week. We appreciate you. Major Pimp. Been a member of the Rap Chat on Facebook since 2016. August 2016. So we appreciate you riding with us. Oh, man.
Good looking, man. Keep the good questions coming. Keep the good content coming. If you haven't been on the Rap Chat and Facebook, go join that. We almost at 700 members.
Mm-hmm.
New music out right now. Well, coming up, of course, Friday, J. Cole, King of Diamonds.
Can't wait.
you can't wait? Cannot. Are you staying
wait.
Up? Can't wait? Or are you just the first thing in the morning?
Well, I'm going to be in Cali anyway. So
humble brag.
You know.
You out there with King Combs?
I'm definitely pulling up on King Combs. We doing all eyes on me, dance all like he already to pay for security too. Let's ride. What's up, cuz? Nah. But I look forward to hearing out in some cool California weather, man. That should be nice. That's the first thing I'm checking for, that J. Cole Friday. What about you?
Then you can check for this Young Thug, Hear No Evil.
I thought he said he wasn't going to put out nothing out because his brother was blind and deaf and couldn't hear or see, so he was going to couldn't hear or see for a year.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
You ain't remember him saying that?
That explains that this video was in sign language. That explains that, then. It was a sign language.
And
it was kind of dope, though.
What? But he said he told us to relate to his brother because he couldn't hear. He wasn't gonna put out music.
Oh,
that's what he said.
Oh, sure did, and niggas was joking like, "Thank
yeah,
you,
thank God,
your brother and shit." Yeah,
thank
yeah,
your
yeah.
brother. So that's what I'm saying.
Shit, boy. That explains it. Then Hear No Evil. Okay, so that's where that come from.
Yeah.
Man. It's an EP. Y'all have fun listening to that.
Is it in Braille?
Come on, man. That was Spike Lou. I, Animal Brown, am safe in Edgewood and Cleveland Avenue. Jim Jones, Wasted Talent.
That's not bad.
That's actually pretty solid, though.
Jim Jones, one of the few, like, Jim Jones, Raekwon, okay. Ghostface, one of the few people that can just be, like, old and, like, people just don't give a fuck. They just still gonna give you, like, good old guy music.
Yeah, this was solid music. I'm not going to lie. Shout out to my guy, Black. He put it best. He said, this is frying Cameron's last project, and he's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Frying it.
He had Roc Nation behind it. I give him that.
It's supposed to fry it. It's a fact. They,
like Cam doing independent. Like, I ain't even going to do Cam any kind of way. Hey, Roc Nation bag a little different. If I sign a Roc Nation, my album going to sound better than Jim Jones.
That's a fact, man. So you said, what you got on deck for the weekend, man? You in Cali? What you got going on?
Yeah, man. Shout out to going to Cali. That's what I'm doing.
Mm. Go to Nipsey Hussle store, man. Give me one of the crew necks about it.
Definitely pulling up to Nipsey Hussle shit.
Marathon.
Right there at the Marathon store. Where is it? On Slauson?
I think so, man.
Yeah,
right there.
I'm pulling up on Slauson. Corner. Yeah, we doing that.
Give me some out of that, man. Tell Nipsey I said what's happening.
Gotcha.
I'm chilling. I will be in the A. I'm not going any damn where. Shout out to Lemon Pepper Wet, though. They're having their 1 year.
A podcast coming up, right?
Yeah, they're having a 1 year, like, get together Lemon Pepper Wet Fest.
All right.
No shit. Sounds like a good time.
Say hello to the good people over there for me.
Absolutely.
Very entertaining podcast.
Yeah, they're sad you're not going to be there.
They
not.
Ain't. Yeah, I'm Neon. I can't make it. I'm sorry. I'm catching
not.
You next time.
And of course, if y'all don't forget, man, go to our page at On Deck TV Podcast on Twitter. Go to it on Facebook. Go to it on Instagram. Hit the link. Get tickets to the show.
Yeah, pull up.
Come and kick it with us. Mashup style. We're gonna have a good time. Music gonna be played. We're gonna be chopping it up with the people. It's gonna be
live,
good, man.
Live and direct in Nashville, Tennessee, 1:30 to.
Oh, I don't know the address.
No, I'm saying 1:30 to.
Oh, 1:30 to 4:30. We're gonna get we're gonna get y'all out of there to get nice and sloppy and wasted
y'all
for Cinco.
Go get drunk and whatever y'all gonna do for Cinco and have some fun with us, man, while we put on for the live show interview. We look forward to seeing all of y'all.
Absolutely, man. Other than that, I am chilling. Is Avengers this? Nah, it's next weekend.
Man,
I can't wait, goddammit.
I cannot wait till this shit get out of the way. I'm
You're
tired
not going?
Of nerds.
It's Wakanda continued. Wakanda
going
to be in Wakanda.
They trying to shuck me into going to this shit, man, by showing that little Black Panther clip in the damn preview. They ain't fooling me, man.
For 5 minutes.
Right. They going to see one scene with my boy in there, man. I ain't going. I might go like the next weekend after that or something, but I ain't finna brave all of those Marvel heads the first weekend. I can't do that.
Can't fucking wait.
I remember that last one we went to. Like, I was
that
lost.
Avengers.
Yeah,
that motherfucker was shitty.
It was.
Motherfucker
was too much
shitty.
For me. It was too much.
So, yeah. Other than that, though, nah, I'm chilling this weekend. Go to youtube.com/realville. Check out some of the new videos on YouTube.
Chill.
Catch y'all with some more video content
coming real soon. We got the new seasons of the video reviews coming out. Y'all send us some, actually some suggestions on what y'all want to see review. Good videos, please. We ain't doing y'all friend videos. I'm gonna let y'all know that right now.
Yeah.
So that's not gonna happen.
We don't wanna hurt nobody's feelings.
We ain't gonna do y'all videos either. So just send us some good stuff that you would like us to hear talk about. Also, what else we got, correct?
Man, nothing. iTunes, man. Rate, subscribe, and comment.
Yes, please, and like. Let us know how you feel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars.
Absolutely, man. Anything else before we get ghost?
Nah, we out of here, man. We appreciate y'all.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.